Okay, now for the second segment for today, we're going to address a question that Robert sent to me relative to Charles Nenner's forecast of a Dow 5,000 level and a major war by 2012. There's a link right below that, and if you copy that and put it into your browser, it will take you to a page which purports to be a you know, it's got a lot of gurus on it, and they will then give you his a link to his presentation on YouTube, which was a Fox presentation that was then published on YouTube's. So anyway, so Robert says, so what do you think of his forecast? And I thought, well, you know, I've already started to go into this mode. Because we have this Eliades T coming up with a top date, and if you open the Eliades PDF, you'll see that he has a projected top that is of the fourth. It's the late latter part of April, which, you know, this is the month of April, so you know he's talking about a potentiality for a top in the advanced decline line, which doesn't necessarily mean to stop for the stock market, but when you make that top in the advanced decline line, which could be the April of the 27th, if you count in this big mega T thing that he's got here, just calendar days. That's like the astrologers, every day is a period of time, whether the market is open or not. But you could also give it as June 5th, if you want to say that the market has to be open an equal number of days between the left side of the T and the right side of the T, and we have more holidays in the right side of the T, so you have to pad it out a little bit to get to the June time period. Now, Peter actually did tell me about the Omega T number 2, which called for a top in the 4th of June 2007, and that was correct. And I do take note that the mega T number 3 has the same left end date. He just moved it over to the next low in 84 from 82. And I don't see that there's anything wrong with it. But I will say, you can tell that this thing is going to break very fast, because the presumably mega T number 3 has been lifting the advanced decline line up, and if it does truly, that was the case, as soon as it disappears, which could be at the end of this month, okay, you'll begin to notice the market characteristic change. And if you go back and you look at what happened after June 4th of 2007, you had a sharp correction, which was the Bear Stearns problem with mortgage securities, but they pulled it out on a momentum basis. And so I just point out that that's the sort of thing that's going on. And my interpretation of Robert's, because he sent me this question last week and I was thinking about it, is what I did was I took a look and I know what was going through people's mind is they say, well, you've had a big decline and the 40-year cycle isn't a problem. So what I did a couple of weeks ago was I pulled out my long-term chart, which is still being worked over. And I took an old chart and I put down the channels in there to show you it's a 90-year cycle. And the thing you have to know about cycles, which Nenner is also a cycle person, okay, when you have very long cycles, the amplitude becomes very large, and what they are doing takes a little more time to develop. But when they finally spring their trap on you, the greater amplitude causes many things very, very bad to happen when you're coming off of a top. Eliades T number 3 is the last T that you can draw in the in this diagram by the normal rules. So I believe that you could find that there's a, you know in Elliott wave theory, you sort of have the three waves up. You have the first one gets up, then the second one pulls you up, then you pull back, then you come up to the third T predicted top date someplace in this general period of May, June. And then when you start coming down, if it turns out it's not going to go up anymore and it's just going to start to roll over, that's what Nenner's talking about. Okay, he's saying it's sort of the end of the line. But I do it in T's, and he's perhaps doing it in cycles. although I don't know that much about him. Important thing that you want to kind of put under your hat here is that if it's going to happen, you're going to be able to see it in the daily charts, where you drop down and you're cruising across the top of the hugging up in the upper channel, and you start to go over, and then when you start going over, you'll go down to the green lower bound, and then you keep plowing down. It's not clear what that negativity is, but in the next week, I will go into the tease for the gold stock, Tocqueville Gold, which has a major top scheduled for June, some part of the early part of June, for this time period, whereas it showed a major top in the early 08 time period. Okay, so the early 08 top for the gold stocks was basically they just kind of hung up after in 07. You actually made it a momentum peak and on early June, which is what Peter Eliade's picked up. You went down on the collateralized mortgage problems. You came back up again and double topped in September, October. By October, it was all over. So you already started to decline in October going into early 04, but the gold stocks kind of held up, because people were worried and they were buying the gold, and then the whole thing keeled over and you found out you were in deflation. And in the deflationary spiral, gold doesn't carry it doesn't interest anybody. It's mostly an inflation hedge. So I think that's the other thing we're going to watch, because if the gold breaks down, it means you've been in a commodity bubble, because everything else will go down. You know, the copper has already started to go down, and you'll start to, you know, in the first quarter, gold was only up 1%, but silver was up over 30%. And that's speculation, because what happens is the small investor always buys the silver. See, so you could say that you are seeing signs of a speculative peak here, and if it's a bubble, what happens as soon as somebody pricks that bubble, it collapses very fast. So that's the other thing you see. But we're going to just talk about the first part here, which is, can you get the advanced decline line to stop rising all the time? And so that's the main thing that we're going to do, is we start into the period beyond, you know, we have to figure out exactly where this top is. And I just, as a caveat, say, you know, it could be the end of April. Because, you know, that's where something happens at the end of April. It could be the momentum peak that's in the money flow indicator, because end of April would cover up all the cases. So, you know, if you're paranoid, you know, look at that argument. You have to believe these T's can come all the way across, which is the hard part. If you get past that time and you start seeing a trading pattern, you expect that you're going to start to see a trading pattern, because if the advanced decline line knows it's going to start to peak out, you'll start getting some ragged motion, and you'll never really find where you're selling. Your ability to sell into strength that is kind of getting away from you, and you can't find it, because it goes up but it won't carry through into the top of it. So you start to see those things. Then after you get past June, you should see the advanced decline line go down, the commodities break down, and you should see the S&P 500 go down to the green line and then push hard on the downside, sort of like what you did last summer, where you push it down and you bottom down. Okay, and if you see that far, I mean, the best thing you do in magic T theory is, when you're going off any of these big tops, you just don't own anything. Okay, then other people say, well, I can get away with this, I can get away with that, but the safest thing is always not to own anything that's going to be doing had any damage. And the unusual things is the hard assets as well as the equity assets. So if you go down, that confirms that all these short-term projections that we have came out okay, you know, because it was this, we got a bunch of dates in there, and we'll watch them the best we can. But you know, they're all going to go over, and then they're going to flip over. But you really have to see the S&P 500 drive down into the lower channel, and you want to see, you know, the volume oscillators go as deep as they can, in order to confirm that was a meaningful top. That gives you the breathing room in case there's any kind of a recovery, because you can always wait and see how it goes. You have to make accumulation patterns and stuff like that. You get bored to death. You look at that. What happened last summer? You have a bunch of lows, and then you had to go through another cycle in order to get the thing ready to go. That can't happen with the Mega T number 3 taken care of, nor can it happen based on the Tocqueville Gold T, because that says that the 2.5 year advance in gold is over, and although it has a long term T for it, it's very likely to make something like a 1/3 correction of the 2.5 year run up, or a 50% correction or something like that, and you have plenty of time to worry about that. So you, even the gold doesn't help you as an alternative investment. But what we're going to conclude from the Mega T here is that what you're going to conclude is that you better draw the trend line across the top, the last top of the advanced decline line, wherever it is, and then you get into this other analysis, which I pointed out is the advanced decline line goes down and you get oversold and you have an oversold rally, and the when you come up, the short range T's will all be the bearish types, which means that they won't pick up all the cash on it. They'll just collapse in the right side. And if you get to that mode of operation, then you know that T13 was just pulled along and extended by the Mega T number 3. And now that Mega T number 3 is gone, it's just going to let you fall. And so you're going to go into what is a normal decline, which is a year plus of declining tops in the advanced decline line. We have two forecasts. One of the forecasts is that you're going down to the late 2012 or early 2013, which is primarily a 40-year cycle forecast in my terms of the big chart. And then you can get a rally from that point, but then you take the big dive, which is based on the 90-year cycle, which goes into the 2015-16 level. So to answer the question about Nenner's forecast, I believe that you are going to make a top, which is what he's talking about. He was giving out a number that you get to the Dow 1300, and then that's the sell point. That's achievable by what we have, but we do things on time, so it doesn't make any difference what the price is when you get to the date. But just keep that in mind. And then when you get to the 2012, we don't see it as being that bad. We see that as the part where you completing the top and you go down to severely into the late 2012 period, and that leaves you with what you're going to have is a head and shoulders top pattern. In other words, you go down a lot, then you come back up, and now you start to roll over from, you know, maybe it rallies for a part of a year or something like that from the late 2012 low. You get some kind of a rally that's good. It could be 6 months, it could be 12 months, something like that. And then you roll over, and then you go to the big 90-year cycle low into the 2015-16 level, and that's the one that is a complete wipeout of all institutions. Right? So what you don't want to do is you want to get caught on any of this stuff. And so I would say that what he's talking about is the he may be talking about the first phase, and I would say it's unlikely it would go down to 5,000, but it would go down to, it would be a serious decline, and then you get the rally, and then you get the other one, because I have two cycles. I have a 40-year cycle and I have a 90-year cycle, and it depends on, and the 90-year cycle always does the bigger damage, just like the bigger T's always do when the bigger mega T's go out, they always do more damage every time, because the longer span means the cycle is longer duration. And J.M. Hirst, the pioneer in cycles, says that anytime you get the duration of a cycle to increase, the amplitude of it has to increase, and so that the upside potential and the downside potential has to increase. So that I just point that out. That was an interesting question, because it kind of tied in a lot of loose ends, and so we'll see how it goes, but This time you're looking for the big hit coming out, in the May June time period, and if it starts to turn over, and you see something going on, it's going to play out as a disaster all the way into the 2 year into the 2015-2016 level, not just the 2012 level. That's sort of like the preliminary thing, and You have plenty of time to work on this one, but it's a good idea to have some idea what we're talking about for the long term, just in case there's some confusion. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks for checking in. If you have any questions, you can send them in at the links below, and we'll be back next Sunday. Bye-bye.